It is time for a check on weather. A guy I haven't spoke to in a couple of days, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling okay. Back to work. But this stem cell transplant was a lot different than the last one.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the first portion of it where they take the stem cells out was the same. It takes about 35 to 40 minutes. Then you take about a 35 or 40-minute break as they pick the stem cells out that they're going to put back in. But I went back in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the second procedure, and that didn't wrap up till about 3 o'clock. So that was a two-hour procedure, which was far, far longer, and they did a lot more. There was just a lot more damage to this knee than the other knee. So I needed the full 2 days to get my strength back. And, of course, what happens to me after I go under anesthesia last night, it changes my sleeping rhythm. So last night, of course, I couldn't get to sleep at all. As tired as I was, I didn't get to sleep until 2:30 in the morning. But that's what happens when I get anesthesia. And my body, you know, just doesn't
matter. How does it feel?
The knee feels better. The right knee definitely feels much better, but it's too early to tell because there still could be some pain meds in there that are working, but it feels much better. So we'll see what happens. I go down today for the treatment I really don't want to do, but I have to do, where they then turn around and take fresh blood, your blood, and re-inject the bone of the knee, the bones, the ligaments, the tendons, with your blood, because that's like fertilizing the ground as a farmer. That's not a pleasant experience, so I'm not really looking forward to it. So tomorrow, I'll once again lie low at my house. But that's
Will you have anesthesia for that?
What they do is last time they gave me some pain pills to take before I got there.
Right.
But I didn't like one of them that I saw, so I didn't take it. And that was a big mistake, probably the biggest mistake I've ever made. So today, I've got that in my pocket, and 1 hour before I reach the site is when I take it. So, you know, I have somebody drive me down and drive me back today. So,
okay, well, good luck with that, Marshall. Continued good luck, and rest over the weekend. Weather-wise, well, it's okay today, sun and clouds, and still very mild, 55 to 60, and then cloudy tonight, we dropped to 30. Tomorrow, we have periods of rain or a wintry mix. I don't think the parameters are strong enough for all snow for the region. So I think you will see some sleet. You'll see some wet snow mixed in, mid-30s. And then on Sunday, there could be a rain or snow shower left over. Some sun and windy with a high 40. Sunny and cold, low 30s on Monday. And then we're back in the 40s with fair skies on Tuesday. So, right now, what can I say, Marshall? You know, it's the up-and-down situation. We haven't broken out of that yet with the mild and then the cold and the mild and the cold. We've been looking at the computer models all week long, the three major computer models. And I have to tell you that the American model, the GFS, back on Monday, now, of course, we missed a couple of days here, said it would be snow. And then it backed off, and yesterday and the day before, it was windy and cold with flurries. This is all for Christmas Eve Day, a week from today.
Yep.
Today's American model is saying just windy and cold, partly sunny skies. Okay, let's go over to the Canadian. The Canadian model at the beginning of the week said cloudy. Then it went over to partly cloudy. And the Canadian model continues to say partly cloudy and cold. So that at least is consistent. The Euro model earlier this week for next week was calling for flurries. Yesterday, the Euro model called for sunshine on Friday and cold. Now the Euro model says cloudy with a chance of freezing rain on Friday. So it has changed there. But you could see you have really three different versions with three different models. So hopefully they'll get together and get their act together by the time we meet again on Monday next week.
Yeah, well, you still have plenty of time till Christmas Eve, Monday of next week.
Right.
So, But we'll get a better idea on Monday anyways.
Yeah, we should. And that's it. I mean, most of the holiday shopping is done. The tree is up. I have to take a picture and send it to you. I haven't done that yet. It's not one of, I'll be honest with you, it's not one of my favorite. I'm not wild about all white lights, but that's how we did it this year, all white lights. But it still looks very pretty. It's holding up well. It's a live tree. You will see it in the pictures. And what else can I tell you? David and his wife, my friend from New Jersey, they're coming here this afternoon. And my friend Helen is coming from New York City. So they're coming up for a Christmas visit. So we'll have them this afternoon and into tonight. Then tomorrow is the big annual Tappan Christmas dinner party, which is one town over. So I'm not too worried that the fact that it's going to rain and maybe sleet, because I could walk there. So that's on Saturday. And then Sunday, I do nothing.
You relax.
I relax, because next weekend is not going to be... I mean, Christmas Eve, I'm staying home. Christmas Day, I have to go to Long Island. And the following day, which is Sunday of next week, I was invited to Joanne and Vinny, the people who have the house on the Cape in yep. Chatham. They live in Westchester. And... that I was invited there to come over for a lunch and see their Christmas tree. So that'll be the Sunday after Christmas, and that's it. From there, I hope we're sliding downhill. I don't like what's going on with this COVID and the way positivity rates are climbing galore. And I'm kind of wondering, Marshall, is this getting kind of mixed in with flu outbreaks?
I don't think so. I think it's like the flu, though. I had an interview, a long interview, with a doctor this morning, and basically he said what's going to happen with COVID is what happened with the flu and what happens with the common cold. The common cold is something that we deal with every year when it comes around. The flu is something that we deal with vaccinations every year, and this is the same thing with COVID. It's still in the early stages of its multiplication. And the one thing he said, which makes a lot of sense, is he said, you have to understand this. This organism, as it changes and it modifies to stay alive and to keep growing, it needs human bodies to do that. So as it modifies, it should really, the overall effect of it should start to diminish, because it's not going to kill off its hosts. You made a very interesting point, that as long as it keeps wanting to multiply, it's not going to get so bad that it kills off its host so it can't survive. So that was an interesting thought.
So what is it going to take to kill it?
You're never going to kill it. COVID's been out there, SARS and stuff like that's been out there forever. So you're never going to kill it. It's just how the way you have to treat it. You know?
By the way, real quick, on a different note, I know we only have like a minute and a half left. My former doctor who was put in jail, close to 4 years ago, finally sentenced yesterday.
And what was the sentence?
23 years.
23 years.
So he's got 4 under his belt. So it's 19. I do not know if he was eligible for parole, and I do not know where they're going to be sending him. But the word said either a prison in Orange County or a prison in Danbury.
He wants to go to Danbury if he wants to go anyplace.
Who does?
He wants to go to Danbury. The federal prison in Danbury is where he wants to go.
Is that why? Is that a good one?
Yes. Yes. That is a good one.
Okay.
So if he's lucky, that's where he's going to go. Okay. All right. All right, Pat Walls, I missed you the past couple of days. Great to speak to you again.
Same here. I'm glad you're doing well. Continue to do well. Have a nice weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Okay, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.